From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting the U.S. preparing to expand its fight against the Islamic State. U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter emerged from meetings with Iraqi officials in Baghdad Wednesday, including Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi, offering to accelerate efforts to defeat the Islamic State, which occupies large parts of the country, including the contested provincial capital, Ramadi.
I had a very productive meeting with Prime Minister Abadi, and also separately a meeting with the defense minister, discussed with them the desire of the United States and its other coalition partners to accelerate progress, the kind of progress that the Iraqi forces are exhibiting in Ramadi.
He said he told the Iraqi officials it's important to recapture Ramadi, then retake the northern city of Mosul. Meanwhile, the U.S. military announces withdrawing a dozen fighter jets from Turkey. The warplanes conducted airstrikes in both Syria and Iraq. U.N. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon Wednesday warned Burundi is on the brink of civil war that could threaten the region.
What we have seen over the past few days is chilling. I have asked Mr. Jamal Ben-Omar, my special advisor, to go to the region before the end of this week to speak to the African Union, the countries in the region, and of course, the government of Burundi. An inclusive political dialogue is needed urgently. We must do all we can to prevent the mass violence and act decisively should it erupt.
The UN chief suggested a peacekeeping force may be necessary to quell violence that erupted in April following news that President Pierre Nkurunziza would seek a controversial third term. This is VOA News.